Further discussion? Gentleman from Denton, raise your right.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To inquire the lady from St. Louis County, Shoup District.
Lady, you yield.
Good job.
Thanks.
Good job.
Yes.
Proceed.
Thank you. Thank you, lady. I think maybe we have the same notes that we're looking over together.
Okay.
And I noticed that you went down just all the reasons of why you're voting no.
I did.
But also on the other side, if you look to the left of your page, there's several reasons that you all have down of why you would support in voting for this. And I see that Department of Administration was reduced. Is that probably the same sheet that you have?
Yes, it is.
Yes. And so I wanted to know, lady, why did you decide to vote no versus the yes whenever your sheet has... It's equal. Actually, there's more reasons to vote yes than more reasons to vote no on it.
Well, I'll tell you why I talked about the reasons to vote no and why I come down on the no side of this. And frankly, it's a matter of philosophy and what we care about in this state. I care about education. I care about health care. I care about the safety of our public. So I am going to ensure that everything I do supports our public being safe, that the dollars are in our public safety and our corrections programs to ensure that we have in place what we need going forward to make sure that every member of this state is living in an environment that they believe to be safe, and that the people who work in the public safety fields and the correction fields are supported both with personnel, FTEs, and dollars in terms of the infrastructure and the programs in place. So that is why I chose to walk you down the column that says, no, these are some reasons why I cannot support this
instead
bill.
Instead of the other column. Does your governor support this budget?
Well, I think Maria has an answer to that. You know, the governor and I have not been in touch specifically on this bill. But I will tell you that the governor wants to make sure that we have a balanced budget. So do I. I want to make sure that we do it with the priorities that I believe are important.
So if you made sure we had a balanced budget, where would you cut in this section to make it where you would support?
Well, you know, that's the interesting thing to me about the appropriations process and the budget committees that we have.
So where would you cut, lady?
So here's what I'm telling you. Let me finish, if I may. I'm sorry. Somebody came up to speak to me, so excuse me. When we look at these budgets in appropriations, what we're allowed to do, as you know, through the process that's been put in place...
I know how the appropriation process
works.
Well,
okay, so I have to explain to you why I haven't chosen places to cut in this particular area, because I thought that was your question. Is that your question?
I just asked you where you would cut, period.
Right, so I'm explaining to you that this is not necessarily the place I would cut, and when I served in
public... So where would you cut?
Well, we're talking about this bill, so I'm going to make my responses
germane
to this bill.
We're talking about how we could add increases
to this
bill.
I think that the idea of, while I am a big supporter of tax credits, I think that the idea of reviewing tax credits and making them putting into place, are you asking me out of this budget? Because then if you are, let me answer that question. What I started to tell you
was... I've been waiting, lady.
Well, not exactly, but let me go ahead and try to explain that to you, if I may. I have been telling you that when I served on the Appropriations Committee for Public Safety and Corrections, and every time we added an increasing amendment, we had to add a decreasing amendment. While I understand that process, I believe that there's a bigger picture. There's a whole budget here. We have to look at all of the possibilities.
And that's why the budget was on the House
cutting,
floor,
but
lady.
For also for raising revenue. What are some ways that we can... Quit cutting.
Raising revenue. You mean raising taxes?
I mean raising revenue. It's
you
exactly what I
taxes.
Said. I'm not using the T
How
word.
How would you raise revenue,
There
lady?
Are all kinds of ways that we can
give
raise revenue.
Give me a couple reasons.
I'm sorry?
Give me a couple examples how you'll raise revenue.
Well, one of them is a streamlined sales tax. And yes, I'm going to call it a
increase.
Tax.
That's it.
You know what?
Mr.
Thank
Speaker?
You.
Mr. Speaker?
John from Dent.
Mr. Speaker, I would like to continue to speak on the bill.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As the other side has said numerous times, we need more revenue. We need more revenue by increasing taxes. The lady just that I inquired, that's what she said. From the same talking points that they have been reading all day, I'll give you the reasons why they say we should vote for House Bill 2008. It says the Department of Administration has been reduced. It says Homeland Security is flat. It says the State Highway Patrol Academy is flat. Crime Labs is flat. FBI background charges are increased. Vet videos are gone. Those are just some of the same examples where they give the pros and cons of the other side of whether you want to decide if you want to support the budget bill or not. Hopefully they'll go along with their own governor's recommendation. With that, Mr. Speaker, I ask you to support the bill.
Further discussion? Gentleman from Boone, will raise your eyes.
Gentleman from Dent.
Gentleman from Dent, do you yield?
Gentlemen, do you not yield?
Gentleman from Dent.
Absolutely.
Where'd you get the list, gentlemen? Did you take it off somebody's desk?
I got it right here in this chamber.
Yeah, did you take it off somebody's desk?
I didn't take it off anyone's
desk. Is that how we behave in here? I don't mind you having
it. Someone gave it to me, gentlemen.
And does your
side... And I'm not going to tell you who gave it to me.
Does your side not have talking points? Does your side not work up things?
No, I have not received any talking points, gentlemen.
And is it not more important...
Gentlemen, behave yourself, gentlemen. Or speak to the bill. Speak to the conference report. Continue if you can do it. Gentleman from Boone.
I have been a solid supporter of this budget all the way through, Mr. Speaker, and I am disgusted by the behavior we just saw. Mr. Speaker, I am a supporter of the chairman who put together what I think is a rational budget in bad times, but to stand up there and go after the lady in that kind of way is reprehensible behavior on this floor. And Mr. Speaker, despite my affection and respect for the chairman, I'm going to vote no for the first time in this General Assembly because of the behavior of the gentleman from Dent. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion? Seeing none, gentlemen, you're recognized. Close. Gentlemen, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I renew my motion for the adoption of the conference committee.
Gentlemen, I will not tolerate that behavior. Gentlemen, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I renew my motion for the adoption of the conference committee report of Senate Committee Substitute House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2008.
The gentleman of St. Louis County moves the adoption of the conference committee report, House Committee Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 2008. Those in favor vote yes. Opposed, no. Ms. Clerk, ring a bell and open board.